There's an old tale that goes something like this. A man and his wife have one possession, an old milking cow. Times are hard, and they decide that they have no choice but to sell the cow so they can have some money for food. As the man is leading the cow toward the market to sell, he passes by a peasant carrying a pair of chickens. "Say, that's a fine cow you have there," says the peasant. "I don't suppose you'd like to trade your one cow for two whole chickens?" The man thinks to himself, "Two is more than one, as everyone knows. I'd be a fool to pass up this deal." He quickly agrees and leaves the cow with the peasant, taking the two chickens instead. A little further down the road, he meets a woman selling loaves of bread. She offers him three loaves of bread in exchange for his two chickens. Again, the man reasons, "Three is more than two, as everyone knows. This woman must not be very clever to be willing to take only two chickens in exchange for three loaves of bread." So he makes the exchange and continues on. A little later, he comes across an old beggar with four beans spread on a blanket. "Hey, what do you say you exchange those three loaves of bread for these four beans?" suggests the beggar. The man thinks to himself, "It's no wonder that he's a beggar if he doesn't even realize that four is more than three. I have never had such luck." Just before he arrives home with his beans, he passes by a young boy playing with some rocks. The young boy spots his beans and offers him five pebbles in exchange for those four beans. Quickly agreeing, the man runs home and excitedly proclaims to his wife, "I set off with just a single cow, and instead of selling it in the market, I traded that for two chickens, which then fetched me three loaves of bread, for which I then got four beans, and now I have five pebbles. You have, indeed, the cleverest husband in the world." What is wrong with this man's reasoning? Clearly, he failed to realize that quantity isn't everything. Just because a decision will result in a larger quantity of things, that doesn't make that decision a good one. How should he have compared, say, four beans with three loaves of bread? Some common standard would have to be considered, a standard that would allow him to compare the value of four beans and three loaves of bread. Without that common standard, the decision comes down to a matter of sheer numbers, which in this case proved to be ridiculously foolish, no matter how clever he took himself to be. Utilitarianism is the moral theory that regards right choices as those that produce the most value relative to the alternatives, usually expressed in the amount of good utility minus the amount of bad utility that results from the actions. Thus, if action 1 produces a certain amount of overall utility, and action 2 produces more overall utility, then action 2 is the morally right action. But what is utility? Is it something that we can clearly discern and measure in any given state of affairs? Utilitarians themselves have often disagreed about what exactly utility is and what it is that we are supposed to be measuring when making these calculations about the overall results of different actions. Some have talked about utility in terms of pleasure and absence of pain, others in terms of fulfilling desires or preferences, and still others speak of utility in terms of certain independent standards of living, just to name a few. And each of these, in turn, elicits further disagreement and debate. As this story illustrates, without a clear standard by which to measure the value produced by alternative courses of action, a decision that may seem to one person to be better because it produces more value may seem to another person to be obviously worse if they don't share the same standard of value. These sorts of disagreements often play out in the political arena, when one politician claims that a proposed policy would make everyone better off, while another politician vehemently disagrees. Are there clear standards by which we can measure the relative value of different courses of action? If there aren't, what implications might this have for a utilitarian approach to these kinds of decisions?